Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Oh, it's been another chilly old day, hasn't it? Really miserable. In spite of the chilly weather, it's amazing that the birds are still nesting and flowers are blooming in our gardens. And over the past couple of weeks, it has really been interesting to see how different species have or haven't been affected by the cooler weather. Now, some species respond to day length rather than temperature. However, some species, take for example flowering bulbs like bluebells, are more receptive to temperature. So you can see how if temperatures rise due to climate change events that previously happened at the same time, like the emergence of caterpillars and hatching of baby blue tits, might now happen at different times, perhaps with catastrophic consequences. Anyway, I digress. The road to sustainability can often start not in an action, but in a thought. And more often than not, our thinking is at its most creative when it's as a result of a collaboration with others. Now, later in the show, we'll hear how Look St Albans have got together with International Specialists in Buildings Research, BRE. But first, let's hear from Paul Thistlethwaite, who's the coordinator of Thinking Box, about what they do and how they are joining in with Sustainable St Albans Week. Paul, thank you for joining me. So, those who don't know, can you just explain what Thinking Box is about?
Well, Thinking Box has been going for about 5 years, and starting in St Albans, we've got groups around the area now, and we basically discuss things, but a bit like a book group, but instead of books, we have videos. So the idea is that the video is the basis of a conversation, right. So a stimulus, but basically a lot of people just don't even want to know what the video is going to be about. They just turn up, and then we'll have a little bit of input. And then we go into small group discussions,
right?
Around certain discussion questions, which you can either take or leave. And then we come back together after that and share in the larger plenary.
Okay. So you say like a book group, but you actually watch the films there rather than watching them beforehand.
That's right, yeah.
Right. Okay. So there's no preparation needed. It's all just on the night. So I suppose like a book group, is it sort of an intellectual type thing or is it more easygoing than that?
We cover lots of different aspects. So it's very, very much a connectivity quality. So people coming together and talking about things. A lot of people come out there to meet new people and discuss things with a little bit of a focus. So you've got something to talk about. There's always something to talk about. So people like to have things to talk about, and yes, we do stretch the grey matter. Yeah. We also have one of our pillars is emotional growth. So quite often we'll show a very provocative film, and then we'll notice together collectively what our responses to it are. And you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody, if somebody disagrees with you, that can also provoke quite a lot of feelings.
Yes.
And so what we try and do is to understand where they're coming from, and rather than, you know, have a debate, we have a conversation where you try and understand where the other person has come to that conclusion, and then you can potentially say where you're coming from.
Sounds like the world in general could do with a bit more of this, actually.
Obviously, I would agree with that.
Okay. Right, so you're going to be doing a special Thinking Box for Sustainable St Albans Week. Tell us about that.
Well, like I said before, people don't always want to know exactly what the topic is going to be, and I haven't written the programme for this one yet, but we will be focusing on the environment, so it'll be an environmental special. So anybody who's got an interest in the environment and has got things to say, they would be welcome. Anybody else who doesn't want to deal with the environment is also welcome, of course.
Okay.
We try and cultivate a large amount of diversity. So one of the things I think is also important in society is to get differing groups of people coming together and talking about things that
right.
Collectively matter.
Okay, so different points of view, but age and sex and that sort of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's one of the challenges with these kind of groups is that they are self-selecting, but increasingly we're trying to find a format that will appeal to the masses.
Right.
And ultimately people can get engaged. But we will be talking about global environmental issues, so probably the first half or one or half will be on climate change.
Yeah.
And also a topical thing at the moment for a lot of people is plastic.
Yes.
So we may do a half on plastic and make it more broadly related to waste and where waste is going. So, I mean, a lot of things are being said about plastic and a lot of people are driven to do something with plastic, particularly with the programme that was shown earlier this year about what's going on in the oceans.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting question around plastic, which is, you know, what is it you can do, and does your action make the difference that you want it to? So one of the things I've read recently was that of the plastic in the ocean, 83% of it comes from just 20 countries, and the UK isn't one of them, but China is, and we export 2/3 of our waste to China. So I don't know whether the plastic that is coming from the UK is actually ending up in the ocean or not. I don't know whether anybody does know that. But.
Well, we have here on Environment Matters spoken to the Waste and Recycling Officer from St Albans District Council, and our plastic doesn't go to China, so rest assured ours isn't going there. So that's one thing. But yes, it's a big issue, isn't it? And one which has lots of interesting, as you say, ramifications. So when is the Thinking Box, when does it take place during Sustainable St Albans Week?
It's on Friday, so the 27th of April, and it's starts at 7:30, goes on till 10 o'clock, and we do have a very relaxed atmosphere in there. So you come along, you'll watch a stimulating video, have a conversation, we'll have a break, a cup of tea, and then do the second half.
Excellent. And do we have to book for it?
You don't need to book, but if you do book, then you're guaranteed to get in. So we've got plenty of room. So I imagine if you just showed up on the day, it would be absolutely fine. But if you wanted to book, you can go to the Meetup site. We have a group on Meetup, meetup.com/thinkingbox. And you can book a place there.
Lovely.
And it's just £3. We have to cover the cost of the renting the room.
Of course. Excellent. We hope that goes really well. Thank you very much indeed for joining me, Paul.
Thank you.
And I was talking there to Paul Thistlethwaite from Thinking Box. Very interesting chap, and I'm sure that that will be a great evening. Now, we've featured Look St Albans on Environment Matters before. They're an organisation that aims to get people together to think about how they'd like to see sites around the district developed. For instance, the city centre or Oak Tree Gardens, that's what is now the place where the old Museum of St Albans was, and to think about how they'd like them to be developed. So it enables the community to take the lead rather than developers. And they're running an event for Sustainable St Albans Week at the end of April. I spoke to Vanessa Gregory from Look St Albans, who explained. Vanessa, thank you for joining me. So Look St Albans is getting together with BRE to run innovations in new homes down in Garston at BRE during Sustainable St Albans Week. How did that collaboration come about?
Oh, well, it was good fortune, really. Catherine Ross from Sustainable St Albans put me in touch with Charlene Clear from BRE, and we met and sort of bounced a few ideas off each other as to how we could collaborate for Sustainable St Albans Week, because there was a willingness on both sides. And when I spoke to her about what Look St Albans was about and what we'd achieved so far, she said, well, that sounds fantastic. What about us having a tour around the Innovation Park at BRE, which is just down the road, and so it's where they showcase really new and emerging trends in the built environment and design and development of different materials.
I mean, it's right down the street of Look St Albans, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. It really, presumably, they've got some ideas there that you'd be really keen to incorporate in new developments in St Albans.
Yes, well, when I was talking to Charlene, you know, it came up about the natural house, which
one of the houses that they've built at Garston.
Yeah, it's called the Natural House, and it was built, funny enough, by the Prince's Foundation for Building Community, which we work with originally on our original workshop report, where we co-authored our design codes. And they have this natural house there because they wanted to prove that using natural materials, you could still achieve energy efficiency and without losing the design that people really want to have.
Okay.
So they've managed to use aerated clay blocks, lime-based renders and plasters, and insulation using wool fibre and sheep's wool. Now, farmers can't get rid of wool yeah. for love nor money. So if that could be used for insulation in homes. So it seems a very good idea.
Yeah. So they've got some lovely ideas there. They sound like low carbon ideas. And as you say, because they've trialled them, they found things that don't just work well, aren't just sustainable, but also, and you're very much about what things look like, they also look good as well. So the event that you're running, what can we look forward to? Getting a tour round, and are there talks involved as well?
Yes, actually John O'Brien, who is the director of the Watford iPark, they call it Innovation Park, he will be giving a talk to start with about the park and what they're doing before people then just go round and have a look round. It's a totally free event, and there's always something new. I've been to the Innovation Park several times since 2010. There's always something different there,
yeah.
and something interesting. And it's not just for people in the building industry or planners or things like that. It's for people to really pick up different ideas, because they've also, in the homes, they've got different innovations and ideas.
Okay, so things that perhaps if I was doing an extension on my house, or even if I was just wanted to make improvements within my house, perhaps to do the to its efficiency, I might find ideas there?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It really is a fantastic place. And I think, the BRE, obviously they're world...
Yes.
renowned.
Yeah.
They're testing these cutting edge things and seeing how they work.
Fantastic.
So it's a very interesting place to visit.
Indeed. And will Look St. Albans be doing a presentation there?
Yes,
as well?
Yes, we will. We will be making a presentation because we work with the Prince's Foundation, so it was interesting and the idea of the natural house and how you don't have to sacrifice design quality to make it energy efficient and healthy.
Yeah.
Remember, I think we've talked before about what we did on the City Centre Opportunity Site,
yes.
Design Charrette, and that is landscape-led. And I think more and more now we're hearing not only the planners, but architects and actually the NHS all coming together saying we've got to create healthier environments.
Mm, yeah.
And placemaking is part and parcel of that, and landscape led.
Yeah. Well, Vanessa, I think you're exactly right. I mean, I've spoken to, listeners will have heard me talking to a number of people here on Environment Matters about exactly this point. We heard from Ed Sutty, who was talking about biophilic design, how we make buildings good for us rather than bad for us. And it's not just the inside of buildings, it's the outside. And also wildlife. If something's beneficial to us, so often it's also beneficial to wildlife as well. So, yeah. Yeah, all very interesting. So I'm sure that would be a really great event. Just another point, just whilst I've got you here, Vanessa. I spoke to you a little while ago and you said that you were very disappointed about the negative attitude towards development within the district that the local plan consultation had revealed. You must be encouraged by the number of events concerned with sustainable development that are being run during Sustainable St. Thomas Week. And actually the Green Party are doing something and ACOM are doing something as well. Are you pleased with this?
Yes, I am, because I think this is an extremely important issue. When we, again referring back to the city centre Charrette, we had a wide range of age groups and people there, and within that Charrette, it was recognised and part of the concept plans included a substantial number of new homes. So when you talk to people and you have sensible discussions and you're working together right from the start, I think you get people to understand the reasons why we need new homes, but also how we're going to cope with the new homes.
Yeah.
And I think people have got naturally understandable concerns about traffic and measures and issues like that. But I think we really need to have, I know that people say have a conversation, but I really do think we need to have more of a conversation that you would find in the Charrette type.
Yes.
Atmosphere that we are
the
able Charrette to create.
Was the discussion weekend that you had sort of thinking about what the city centre might
yeah.
be developed
yeah.
into.
Yeah.
yeah, indeed. Yes, well, I think you're right. And certainly the work that you're doing is starting that. And let's hope that the event that you have at BRE will help to revitalise this and get some new ideas to ensure that development within St Albans is the sustainable kind.
Well, I sincerely hope many of your listeners come along and join us and have a look around.
Indeed. So the event starts at 12:45 on Monday, the 23rd of April.
Indeed it does.
Lovely. Thank you for joining me, Vanessa.
Thank you, Amanda.
And I was talking there to Vanessa Gregory from Look St Albans. And as Vanessa said, you can find out more about the Look St Albans event down at BRE in Garston on the Look St Albans website. Or as for all Sustainable St Albans Week events that we've covered on Environment Matters, on the Sustainable St Albans Week website, that's sustainablestalbans.org. Or you can pick up a Sustainable St Albans Week brochure at libraries, cafes and council offices around the district. Now, Vanessa invited me to take a look around Oak Tree Gardens, the development underway on the site of the Old Museum of St Albans next door to Radio Verulam. It was really good to see how the ideas that they'd had about keeping the big mature trees there, like the big oak tree after which the site is named, had actually been taken through into action. And it's really good to see, hopefully, that these trees will benefit everyone passing Oak Tree Gardens or those who eventually live there, and indeed wildlife for many years to come. Now, I mentioned to Vanessa the other events during Sustainable St Albans Week themed around the built environment. One of them is an event run by St Albans Green Party, which is called Housing for All, Is There a Sustainable Way? Now, the Green Party will have a panel of experts talking and the opportunity for questions and discussions. And their event is on Wednesday, the 25th of April at 8 p.m. at Marlborough Road Methodist Church. And ACOM have an event called Sustainability in the Built Environment, and their event is at 6 o'clock on Thursday the 26th. Now, they're going to have some great local experts, so all these people live in St Albans and can give some local flavour as well as some of their expertise. And that event's going to take place at ACOM House on Victoria Street. And as I say, details of both of these can be found on sustainablestalbans.org. Now, if you don't already, then do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment and check out our Environment Matters Facebook page to get a heads up about what's coming up on Environment Matters. Also, do drop me a line at amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got a comment about the show or indeed any ideas that you'd like us to cover. Now, I'll be back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday when we'll hear about a new venture at Earthworks and how St Albans has joined a national scheme to help us cut down on plastic bottles. In the meantime, thank you for listening.